This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
The following content is not suitable for children.
Dirty talk. Here we go. Some people love it. Some people hate it. What the hell is it? What are we even talking about here, Lori?
Talk dirty to me, baby.
Welcome to Foreplay Sex Therapy. I'm Dr. Lori Watson, your sex therapist.
And I'm George Fowler, your couples therapist.
We are here to talk about sex.
Our mission is to help couples talk about sex in ways that incorporate their body, their mind, and their hearts.
And we have a little bit of fun doing it, right, G?
Listen, and let's change some relationships.
So how you feeling about this episode, G?
You know, I think it's fun to even think about it. I don't, you know, I'm reluctant. I think dirty talk, I think, you know, hey, slut, come over here and let me spank. Like, my brain just sees it as like, I don't know, what's maybe happening in pornography or something, like, you know, coarse and like demeaning and objectifying. So I just have never really been a thing that, you know, but when I actually looked up the definition, all it means is being explicit about sex. Like, you know, that seems like something fun and maybe I should do a little bit more of. I don't know. What about you? Yeah. What's your take on dirty talk?
Yeah, no, I think that when I hear that, I like what you said. It's demeaning, objectifying, you know, and not always a bad thing. But overall, I think that's the resistance, right? Most of us don't want to be demeaned or objectified, or at least not, we don't want our partner to really feel that way. I'm probably more open to it, but I think that mostly what I hear when I explore it with people is they just want somebody to be super explicit about what they want, explicit about their pleasure, explicit about what their body feels, explicit about what they want to do to their partner. I mean, just talk about it. And everything you think in your mind, say it out loud. And that feels like dirty talk to them.
Maybe it's the word dirty talk. We should have a different word that's just like more present talk. I don't know, but I'm looking at a little list. So this is, I didn't realize this was dirty talk, but let's see how we roll with this.
Okay.
I'm so wet. I'm so hard right now. I don't have any panties on. I'm dripping. I need to feel you against me. I need your lips against my skin. Ooh. Just wait until we get home and see what I'm going to do with you.
Ooh.
I want your mouth on me. I want you to grab me from behind. I want you fucking inside of me. I want you to undress me. I want to taste you. Right? I want your cock in my mouth. Some of these things are, I'm blushing.
You're totally making all my boy parts tingle when you say this.
I didn't know I was having all these parts on this list here. Like, this is a list from Mind Body Green, and I just was Googling saying, oh, this is what dirty talk is.
Yeah.
Trying to be.
I mean, doesn't it kind of like, isn't it a turn on just to kind of hear that graphic desire? It's verbal desire, you know, and it's like, this is a woman talking, I take it, you know, and it's like, it's so, I don't know, it feels like it's sexual. It is a sexual act in and of itself without even touching. It's a sexual act to hear that kind of language, to hear that kind of explicit talk. I really do. I think it's, you know, I think for most people, that's the beginning right there of sex.
Yeah.
And I can imagine, during sex hearing that too. You know, it's another, you're not just getting stimulated physically, but your mind and your ears, you know, are being stimulated. Like it's, you know, it's so hot. I know there are people who don't like that. I was talking about this with some friends. And the guy was like, oh, just shut up during sex. You should not be talking. That is like, do not say anything. Just get into it and feel it and go for there. And I will say in my heart, I thought, wow, you probably are not very fun in bed. You know, but it was like, I mean, I understand. And some people feel they would never, or maybe they would say things, but it wouldn't be that graphic. And what you just read to us was pretty graphic and kind of used language, right? You know, grab my ass, maybe kiss my tits, not my nipples. You know, I mean, it could have been a little crasser.
And I'd imagine that's on a whole spectrum, right? From pretty tame to pretty out there. But I like what you're saying, that I think couples need to, you know, ease into these conversations, and you need to have success when you're having these conversations. And I think what holds a lot of people back is judgment, right? I'm going to upset you. I'm going to say the wrong thing. I don't want to be judged or seen as whatever. So I'll just kind of have these thoughts in my head, but I won't make those thoughts explicit.
Yeah. And like in a group soup recently, I heard something, apparently the guy had told her his name for his penis, you know, like long before. And so she always called his penis by his own name for it, you know, and finally he kind of hints around and says, I'd really like you to call it my cock, you know, which she would have been so willing to do, but thought she was doing something appropriate and what was personal for him. And, you know, but he really wanted her to say a, like, I don't know if that's a dirtier word or, you know, just a more exciting word, right?
Well, I can just see, like, you know, if she called in his penis shorty, wasn't really such a turn on in the moment.
Exactly. Shorty didn't work as well as cock. Yeah.
Cock sounds, Mr. Cock would even be better.
Yes, sir, Mr.
Sir
Cock.
Sir Cock.
Yes, sir, Mr. Cock.
Yes, sir, Mr. Cock. Can I have another, please?
Exactly.
Well, again, I never really even gave it. We talk about in our best sex talk as we're trying to get couples to increase levels of engagement, that it's pretty typical for one partner, it's a gas pedal. They really like it. And the other person, it can be a break. It kind of turns them off. And, you know, we often give couples a space to just talk about it. Like, why does it turn you on? You know, why does it turn you off? And can you find more common ground there? You know, and usually people can. They can stretch themselves. The person, you know, who doesn't like, it's like, I don't like it because it feels demeaning or it feels like it's objectifying me. So those words won't work as well. But maybe more explicit words like, you know, I love your body, or, you know, what's better than you right now? I mean, there are words that would help that person kind of ease into being more explicit about it.
Yeah. I think compliments, right? Explicit compliments about your partner's body always work. And, you know, you can use language that is your language for it. You know, your breasts are lovely, you know, or whatever. That works. Those are good things to say. I think that the dirty talk, though, maybe you can test it out. I know I've encouraged one person that I've seen, you know, it's like, is that the way your partner wants to hear it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, is that, when you say something more genteel and sort of from your own language, does it land in your partner as very sexual? So that might be a question we could ask each other, right, in bed, is like, go home and ask your partner, you know, are the words that I'm using, do they increase your feelings of arousal? Do they sound sexy to you? Is my saying shorty, does that, you know, make you harder? and just check out, you know, first of all, are we on the same page with language, or have you been kind of wishing for, longing for me to get a little dirtier?
And I also think it matters where the couple's at and what they're both looking for, if they haven't reconnected and this is a really romantic weekend and it's really more about the emotional bond and, you know, then leaning into the explicit romance, you know, how much I love you, how much your body's perfect for me. I couldn't be complete without you. Like, I think those explicit words.
How you're enough.
How you're enough. It's the magical words, right? Yeah. But if you're looking for a little fun, you're looking for a little, you know, adventure, a little, you know, something to spice it up a little bit. Then, you know, hey, can I bend you all? Like, is that conversation that...
Wait, finish that one because I don't think they heard that.
Can I bend you over and make you mine?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, so it's some of it is knowing what the two of you are up for, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And if a your lot partner of time, is couple- expecting 20th anniversary weekend and they want candles and romance... You know, and yeah, they might not be expecting the bend over line. Let me do you, baby. Yeah.
How's this gag ball that I'm going to introduce her? You know, that's, or, you know, I was nipple, working with a
nipple
couple.
Nipple clamps.
The wife, you know, had a toy that she looked at and she's like, there's no way this is going to work for me. Like the way it was built, it was just not going to work. So she just left it in the closet and was like, you know, this is out, this toy. And her husband came in and went to the closet and saw it sitting there. He's like, oh, she wants this toy. Let me surprise her with this one. So, you know, they were just two different planets. You know, that they, we know over 10% of sexual encounters fail. They had a failure, right? So again, that ability to talk about it. So many couples fail in this area. It's amazing, right, Lori, how many couples we see where one of them really wants dirty talk and the other wants no part of it. And they just keep missing each other in this area. So
absolutely.
Well, let's come back. I'm
okay.
Going to have read a list of a couple more explicit things.
Okay. And so, I actually have something that I will send people. It's a sexual terms worksheet, and it kind of goes through the technical scientific word and then slang terms, romantic terms, playful terms, and dirty terms. And I don't know that this, I think I got this from Urban Dictionary long, long time ago, but I'll send it to you. And it I think it will give people a way to talk about it. And you can also find it on Instagram for us if you go there. And that's foreplay_sextherapypodcast. So join Beautiful. Us there. Okay.
Words of power, baby.
Words of like power. It. Okay. Let's see where we land, what we like. Okay, y'all, on my women's sexual retreat, we talked about all the products and things out there. And Foreo was the top of everybody's list. Women were telling me about using it, how it kind of heated things up and just made their bodies more ready for sex. It gives you deeper pleasure and a better orgasm. Foreo's bestseller product, Awaken Arousal Oil, is the ultimate pleasure pregame. It's like a juicy warm-up that helps you get really turned on, increasing your pleasure and deepening your orgasms. Awaken uses CBD and warming sensation organic botanicals that enhance arousal and sensitivity. Better sex starts with Foreo. I give you my full permission. I fully endorse you to go ahead and treat yourself to more and deeper and fuller pleasure whenever you can find it as often as possible. And you can start with a bottle of Foreo. Foreo is offering a special deal for our listeners. Get 20% off your first order by visiting foreo.com/foreplay or use the code foreplay at checkout. That's foreiawellness.com/foreplay for 20% off your first order. I recommend trying their Awaken Arousal Oil and Sex Oil. You will thank me later. Addy. Ladies, did you know that one of the most common complaints from women about their sexual health is a frustrating low libido? Our sex drives can decline, but it's also treatable. Addy, or flibanserin, is FDA approved and has been clinically proven to increase sexual desire in certain premenopausal women who are bothered by a low libido. So if you feel like you've lost your desire and you want to get it back, stop falling for the snake oils and ask your doctor about Addy today. Go to Addy.com. That's ADDYI.
Addy is for premenopausal women with acquired generalized hypoactive sexual desire disorder, HSDD, who have not had problems with low sexual desire in the past, who have low sexual desire no matter the type of sexual activity, the situation, or the sexual partner. The low sexual desire is troubling to them and is not due to a medical or mental health problem, problems in the relationship, or medicine or other drug use.
Addy is not for use in men or to enhance sexual performance. Your risk of severe low blood pressure and fainting is increased if you drink 1 to 2 standard alcoholic drinks close in time to your Addy dose. Wait at least 2 hours after drinking before taking Addy at bedtime. Your risk of severe low blood pressure and fainting is also increased if you take certain prescriptions, over-the-counter or herbal medications, or have liver problems. Low blood pressure and fainting can happen when you take Addy, even if you don't drink alcohol or take other medicines. Do not take if you are allergic to any of the ingredients in Addy. Allergic reactions may include hives, itching or trouble breathing. Sleepiness, sometimes serious, can occur. Common side effects include dizziness, nausea, tiredness, difficulty falling asleep or staying asleep, and dry mouth. See full PI and medication guide, including box warning, at Addy.com/PI or call 844-PINK-PILL.
Go to Addy.com and use the code Foreplay for a $10 telemedicine appointment to find out if Addy is right for you.
All right, words of power. I can feel myself getting more excited. I'm like, you know, I really haven't grown this side of me, because I always thought it was just the word dirty. I always was like, you know, it's not really that relevant, but there's so much, you know, being explicit about sex, you know, that feels like it gives you more permission to be more present, right? Just to kind of bring more of those words in. So thank you for sharing that list with us, Lori.
Yeah, I just think all of these might work at different times. A lot of times people have resistance to dirty talk, and then I pull out this sheet, this worksheet, my sexual terms worksheet, and I ask them, you know, is this... which one do you mean when you say dirty talk? Yeah. So you want me to go through a couple of different things here, G?
Yeah, I got my list. You got your list. We're just throwing words out there into the universe and let's see what sticks.
Okay. So let's start with penis and erections. Penis and erections. So the slang term that I came up with, or Urban Dictionary came up with, was pecker, willy, a woody, and a boner. And romantic terms was stock, shaft, morning glory, love lance. And just for the record, my motif, my logo used to be a morning glory, because, you know, it was feminine, but it also meant, and I knew it meant an erection, but whatever.
So anything with the word glory in there sounds pretty good to me, Lori.
That's right. I love it. Okay. Playful was your love muscle, the tomcat, Mr. P, daddy's big black Cadillac, and pitching a tent. And then dirty talk was cock, dick, dong, and the fuck stick.
Damn. So,
damn.
I'm writing some of these down.
So I don't know. Does it seem, I don't know, that I honestly don't know. And I did this long ago, that cock and dick are all that dirty. I think those would be more slang. What do you think, G?
Yeah, I do. Again, it all depends on the relationship and the type of love that you're having. But I think it was a great conversation for both people to say, like, what's the best way? How do you like, you know, how I name my penis? You know, when we're having sex, you know, to be able to say, can you put it in a little bit deeper? You know, is it the best word, or do we have, you know, a word that would work better for the two of you? You know, can you put your morning glory a little bit deeper? I'm like, I like the sound of that one.
You like the sound, or you don't?
I do. I like it. I'm going to tell my partner, no more it. Let's get rid of it. Let's get a better.
Let's say it. Let's say what it is.
Let's say what it is.
How deep? Balls deep. Okay.
I mean, do you like me inside? Do you like this inside you? I mean, inside you? Do we got better than you and it? And, you know, are these?
Yeah. Okay. So what's inside you? What's inside me? So the technical term would be vulva. It is not actually vagina, but for most people, they call the vulva their vagina. So they mean the whole thing, but, you know, the vagina is the whole, but anyway. Or how about bush or
vagina?
Vagina
sounds better than vulva, though.
And that's right. I mean, I say vulva just because I'm a sex therapist, but, like, yeah, most people say my vagina, put it in my vagina. My muff. How about vajayjay? That was popularized by Oprah, the flower, the yoni, my sugar box, my love purse, dirty talk. So those were romantic and playful that I just said. And then dirty would be my slit, cunt, or crotch.
And it's interesting how the words, each partner might feel differently about the word. You know, maybe a female likes her partner in that arousal caveman phase saying, I want to be inside your cunt. Like, that might feel good.
Yeah.
Or she might like using it herself to feel empowered. Like, can you go faster inside my cunt? I mean, or they might not like one. I mean, there's so many iterations of this stuff that I've really never thought about.
I need your cock inside my cunt. It even has like there's the C and the C, the hard C and the hard C, right. That like has a ring to it. Yeah. Okay. What else should I talk about here? Oral sex. How about oral sex? So I will say, you know, my previous podcast partner, Adam, and I, we pretty much used probably more of the technical scientific names. And we always talked about oral sex. And then I remember my first episode with you, and you said something about, you know, and then he goes down. And I was like, oh, okay, we are talking slang now. And I'm like, okay, I got to get used to this.
It's because my brain can't remember all those technical terms. So much easier.
Okay, remember. So some of the slang words would be giving head, going down, sucking off, licking, swallowing. Some of the romantic terms would be having breakfast in bed, tasting you. A playful term was give me the juice. Deep throat, the sauce. The dirty terms would be mouth fucking, cock sucking, suck your dick, eat you. So how do those all land?
Nice simple ones, like, can you say hello to my friend?
Right. Can you? Okay, that's good, right? Can you say hello to my friend? I like that. Cunnilingus, fellatio too. Those were other technical terms.
I got a list here of just things to talk about. To say in a moment, can you hold me? Can you come for me? Can you kiss my nipples? Can you choke me? Can you grab my ass just like that, right there, a little bit faster? Can you pull my hair? Can you bite me? Can you look at me? Can you talk to me? Can you say my name? Whisper in my ear. Don't stop. Moan for me.
Yeah.
Get over here, you sexy beast. You like that? You want more of that?
I think those are all easily said, right? I mean, none of those.
I would have never thought that was dirty talk, but there it is.
Yeah, I think that's dirty talk. That all works. Those are good. I mean, and I think most of those are easy
right,
to say.
That's a list of some things to say in a moment, right? Here's some things to recognize your partner. You feel so good inside of me. You do that so well. Perfect. Your cock, your pussy feels amazing. I love your body. Mm. I love it when you grit your teeth. I love it when you whisper in my ear. I love it when you touch me right there. It's amazing. I love the way you moan. I love the way you sound. I love the way you taste.
Oh, and I love the way you taste. I suppose for men that works, but that really works for women because they are so hung up over how they taste. So many women tell me that this is the big resistance to having oral sex for women is they're afraid that they smell bad and taste bad. So that one, that's just sort of like you are enough. Saying that one, you taste good. You taste good. That's good right there.
Yeah, if you don't say anything, you're leaving a person to their own imagination, right? You're like down there doing your thing and a person's like, just kind of, you know, holding their nose and going through the motions, right? But yeah, it's just that little kind of expression. You taste so good, baby. And like all of a sudden, it just kind of calms that other person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, I mean, this is what's so powerful about dirty talk too. It's so reassuring. Reassuring about that your body is good, your body is acceptable, and that they want you. I mean, sometimes we think we should know, well, I came, so didn't you think it was great? But like hearing it, that's a different level. And hearing it, I think, in a graphic, forceful way, super hot. That's my take.
Super hot.
Super hot. Super hot.
Well, listen, and it's to each their own. Our job is to open up space, help couples talk about it. If you're not into it, that's fine. There are a lot of people that, you know, are focused on the moment and they're in their bodies and they're listening to their hearts and they're trying to have a spiritual connection and maybe words are distracting. So again, we're not here. I mean, I find myself not being super verbal saying, Dan, there's a lot of things in here I could be saying that might be a little bit more, a little bit more spicy and a little bit more fun. So I'm glad we talked about it. I didn't think I could talk 24 minutes about dirty talk. So here you are.
You did great. You did great, buddy. Yeah, I think that that's also just one last note. You said, you know, I'm not that verbal. And so it didn't even occur to you to say maybe these things. And I think that's for a lot of withdrawers. And we know that in bed, oftentimes, you know, women are more sexually withdrawn. It doesn't mean they don't like sex, but maybe like exposing this like inner part of what they think, or even letting themselves think about what they think. So I'm on the women's sexuality retreat this weekend. I'm already I'm already at the cabin. We're so excited about the guests that are coming and the participants. I'm here with Shelley and Carol, who George, you know, and have supervised, and we're getting ready. This is actually one of the worksheets that we're going to give them and have them talk about it. And I think so many women say, I don't even think about it. I don't even think about my body. I've never named my body, never named these sex acts. I just know we're going to do it. You know, so we're really going to challenge women on this sexual retreat to expand in many ways, to think about their brakes, to think about their accelerators. We have a basket of vibrators that we're going to show and talk about, like what they're all good for. And this is definitely one way, I think, just starting to label themselves and, you know, put words to things that maybe help make the experience better, because the more explicit we can be about what we want, you know, the better our partner knows what's in our heart and what our body needs, right? So we're giving information and we're going to challenge the women in many ways to think through their own sexual experience, you know, what they need, what they want, what their body wants, what's happening in their partnership that they can be more explicit about. So very excited about that.
That's some good stuff. And that's what I always love working with Laura. You are so explicit. You are so verbal. You're so comfortable and skilled in the area. And you really role model to the rest of us, you know, that fluidity that says, you know, you could have more, right? The more words are power. The more words you have inside, outside, it doesn't matter where, you know, a mission of this podcast is to get people more comfortable and more importantly, having more success in sex, and that includes talking about it. And there are a lot of couples out there that are not talking at all to each other during sex. Yeah. And what do you got to lose to have a conversation and try a couple of things out? You know?
Let's do it. It's a beautiful day here. It's gorgeous outside and we are ready. And this was fun. Talking dirty. I love this episode. Thanks for listening.
Oh, yeah, baby. Keep it hot.
Keep it hot. Okay, so tell us about your cutting-edge training that you're doing on success and vulnerability.
Lori, we just keep pushing it, coming up with a new module on the playbook of a pursuer, playbook of a withdrawer, really practical moment-by-moment moves of what a therapist can use. You know, we're so focused on what's happening in session. Enough of this talk about theories and these global things. I think most therapists are looking for, what do I do in this moment? Give me a tool, George. So that's what we're trying to do.
That's awesome. I am so glad you guys are doing this work. I think it helps us be organized to see you do it. You do demos, you do explanations, teaching. It really is interactive. And I think that so many trainings that we sit through don't give us an opportunity for that. So what you're doing is really important.
No, we try to emphasize the teach it, show it, do it model of learning. You need to have some ideas, so we try to teach those. And then we try to show what it looks like implementing those ideas. But most importantly, you now got to practice it. That's how they become yours. And that's what we want our listeners and watchers to do, is become their own moves.
Find George and his teaching at successandvulnerability.com.
Call in your questions to the 4Play question voicemail. Dial 833-MY-4Play. That's 833-MY, the number 4Play. And we'll use the questions for our mailbag episodes. All content is for entertainment purposes only and should not be considered as a substitute for therapy by a licensed clinician or as medical advice from a doctor. This podcast is copyrighted by 4Play Media.
Rana Glickman here.
Brian Soppy here.
The co-hosts of Ask Rana with Rana and Brian.
There's only two of us, but I get third billing.
Our Fabulous Advice podcast comes out every Tuesday. We answer all kinds of pressing questions like...
What do you do when your boyfriend's mother is poisoning you? Mm. Or when you get an Airbnb host who dies? We have... fabulous guests like Conan O'Brien,
Lamorne Morris,
Nick Kroll,
Hannah Einbinder.
Listen to Ask Rana on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.